We're talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim. Shavuos is even known as Chag HaBikurim. I want to talk a little bit in the beginning of some basics about what Bikurim actually are. What are some of the basic halachas of Bikurim? And then I wanted to talk about one sugya in the world of Lamdas that I think can give us some good insight into the mitzvah of Bikurim. And I think if we do it well, maybe give us some good insight into its unique role and the character of it, how it impacts our relationship to Shavuos. In general, the mitzvah of Bikurim is found primarily in Parshas Kisavo. And a lot of halacha is about Bikurim. Bikurim are your first fruits. Chronologically, it's the first of the mitzvos relating to your land that you are going to deal with. Even when it's on the ground, you're going to tie a string around it. The halacha is that Bikurim are only applicable, this is the Rambam even Paskins in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Bikurim come from the Shivas Haminim. They come from the seven species associated with Eretz Yisrael. That's what Bikurim come from. The din of Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael and only applies Bisman Beis HaMikdash. That's why even though nowadays we have a lot of halachas that do relate to, let's say, Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz, we have Trumos nowadays, we have Challah nowadays, that's Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz, but Bikurim we don't have at all nowadays. So it's in Bifnei Habayis and in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to take your first fruits, and you're going to bring those fruits to Yerushalayim. When you bring them to Yerushalayim, you are then going to ordinarily do Mikra Bikurim. It's our series of psukim that you're going to read when you bring your Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael. I believe the Mishnah says in Masechet Bikurim that it used to be people would just say the psukim, and some people didn't know it, maybe they were taught. It got to the point where people were a little bit embarrassed, the Mishnah tells in Bikurim, the custom became to sort of always say it and the person repeating afterwards. That became the more or less the mainstream practice for what people did in order to be so that no one would be embarrassed. Oh, some people know, some people don't know. So Mikra Bikurim was different psukim, but we got into the habit of saying it saying it in front of everyone and everyone repeating. That was what we started to do because the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Bikurim in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Eventually, people again were embarrassed, so we ended up saying it for everyone. That's a source for a lot of things that we do. That's a source, Tovus points out, for Kriyas HaTorah. It used to be that if you knew how to lane, you would get an Aliyah, and you would just read from the Torah itself. And if you didn't know, there'd be someone there reading for you. People got embarrassed a little bit, so to make it less embarrassing, we have someone who lanes on behalf of everyone. Some Misadar Kedushins are Machmir, similarly, not to embarrass those that don't know, to have every Misadar Kedushin repeat after them. Hare, hare, at, at, Mikudeshet, Mikudeshet, li, li. To repeat under the chuppah, the Amira for Kiddushin, it comes from a sensitivity, which is really first found here in the Mishnayos and Masechas Bikurim. So those are the dinim of Bikurim. You're going to bring, they are one of the Matnos Kahuna. You're going to give them to a Kohen when you get there. In fact, the Rambam even includes Hilchos Bikurim, Im Shar Matnos Kahuna Shebigvulin, that you're going to give it to a Kohen. The din is a Kohen has to eat it in Yerushalayim. You should not eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Those are the dinim of Bikurim. At first glance, Bikurim is a regular mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, at least so I would think. That just as there's trumos and maestros, I have to give, let's say, a 50th of my produce to a Kohen, a 10th of my produce to a Levi, I have to give after I collect all the things from my field. There's even an order as to what I have to do, in what order, sugyas and mesechas tmura, if you go out of order a little bit, but I have to more or less follow a particular order of giving different things that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and I would think, on the one hand, that Bikurim is a regular mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Nevertheless, we're going to see this is in fact a machlokas harishonim. Is it considered to be a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz or not? And I want to just raise the question. Some of you know I happen to be very intrigued by issues of placement, where Chazal organized things. So the mitzvah of Bikurim is the first of the mitzvahs, is the first mitzvah we perform with the produce grown on our land. Nevertheless, it is the last mesechta in Seder Zrayim. Despite the fact that it's chronologically first, it's the last in Seder Zrayim. That's odd. I would have thought to put it right away. Not only that, but the Rambam also, in Sefer Zrayim, the Rambam puts Hilchos Bikurim with discussions about the 24 matnos, at least many of the matnos kahuna, after the dinim of truma, of meiser, all of these things, but it gets me thinking a little bit, is Bikurim more of a regular mitzvah? Is Bikurim not a regular mitzvah? What exactly is Bikurim? So let's start by, I want to try to develop for today two main approaches. Some of these are going to be things that I think are very interesting that we may have seen, and we'll shift within one of them, maybe develop a couple of different ways of saying it. The first mahalach is as follows. The starting point is really a Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra and Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Baba Basra is talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim. And the Gemara darshins from a pasuk within the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Asher Tavi Me'artzicha, Hahu Lemi'utei Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara quotes a drasha that Bikurim don't apply in Chutz La'aretz. Sounds like I would have thought Bikurim apply whether I'm in, Toronto. Kamash Malan, this pasuk, Bikurim don't apply in Chutz La'aretz, only apply to Eretz Yisrael. Asks Tosfos, as well as many of the Rishonim there in Baba Basra, it's a very famous Tosfos for Bikurim, asks Tosfos, why do we need a pasuk to teach me that Bikurim is only limited to Eretz Yisrael? Isn't that obvious? Bikurim is a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. There's no special pasuk teaching me that Shruma is only in Eretz Yisrael, or Meiser is only in Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. And if Bikurim is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, obviously it only takes place in Eretz Yisrael. Why is the Gemara going to develop a new drasha why Bikurim should not apply in Eretz, in Chutz La'aretz? Many Rishonim suggest as follows. A bunch of Rishonim appear to learn, and there are other ways of saying it, in Hachinami. Bikurim is a regular mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. Has to do with stuff that comes from the land. So how come it has its own gezeiros hakasav? How come it has its own pasuk teaching me that it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz? So they say for side reasons. The Ritva says, because maybe Rabbi Meir thinks that you can that Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, but for most Tanayim, it's a regular mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Tosfos says something which is very odd. Tosfos says, not odd, but it requires some understanding. Tosfos says, well, in Chumash, in Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of Bikurim is next to the Isser of Basar, Los Vashel Gediba Chalev Imam, that you're not allowed to eat, or Gehana, or cook, meat and milk together. So Tosfos maybe it's as follows. Even though Bikurim is a mitzvah, Tulya Ba'aretz, it's one way of reading Tosfos, since it's next to Basar B'chalav, and Basar B'chalav applies in Chutz La'aretz also, there's no halacha that like in Eretz Yisrael you can't have a cheeseburger, but in Chutz La'aretz it's all good. No, you can't have Chutz La'aretz, you can't have Basar B'chalav anywhere. So I would have thought that since the Torah puts Bikurim next to Basar B'chalav, I would have thought that maybe Bikurim would apply in Chutz La'aretz, just like Basar B'chalav applies in Chutz La'aretz. Kamash Malan, no. But according to many Rishonim, at least the way we're reading these Rishonim, it's very likely that Bikurim is a regular mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. If that's so, I'll just point out for a second, you're not going to talk about any of its like unique components, its unique relationship to Shavuos, in the sense that Bikurim, it's a time of year when we offer Bikurim. My wife, for some reason, gets very inspired. It's happened twice. When you drive to Yishburu, through Shalvim, now in that new road through Yishburu, so you can see that they cut all the wheat, and that that's like what Chumash says happens this time of year, and like that's like what happens this time of year. Happens to be very, very nice. I wish I was like more emotionally, I guess, in touch in general. I don't know, but I happen to. I intellectually appreciate why that's meaningful, and I'm building to one day emotionally experience that as well. We'll talk about this privately afterwards. Okay. But it is a regular mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, which happens to be now. However, Tosfos quotes the Rashba. The Rashba Tosfos quoting is the Rash Mishans. And Tosfos quotes the Rashba, it's a very, very famous shita. The Rashba says, "Delo chashiva bikurim mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz." Bikurim applies only in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. That's why I would have thought it should apply in Chutz La'aretz. I needed a specific marker. It's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Which, now we have two questions to try to figure out. If it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, so then what is it? What's the nature of this mitzvah? Is it connected to Eretz Yisrael? Is it not connected to Eretz Yisrael? Second, how does he know it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz? That's the Rashba's shita. We'll talk about that explanation in one second. Some achronim point out something interesting, which you would only notice if you know this Rashba, I think. Rashi, in a couple places in Shas, gives examples of mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. One, as an example, Rashi is on Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Dir Maskel Chovas HaKarka. Rashi here is talking about mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. What are his examples? Kigon. Trumos maizos chala leket shicha peyashvis chadash orla kilayim. It's not like he gave two examples. He gave 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 examples of mitzvot atluyos ba'aretz. What's missing from the list for Rashi? Bikurim. Bikurim is missing. So some achronim say, nah, not a good diag. Rashi says kigon. He's giving you examples. Just like when he gives you 10 and not bikurim, which takes place first chronologically, somewhat surprising. So there are those who think that really it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Now, if it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, so why isn't it? So we'll try to develop two ideas. These are not necessarily mutually exclusive, but they're both, I think, very interesting. The first is follows. Look at the Rashba himself inside, source number 7. Ule Rashba nira, delo chashiva bikure mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, velo domi lechumo maiser v'chala, dehasam guf ha'peres mechuyavim b'chuma, detevel ninuva surim ba'achila. Ule kach ha'shuva in tluya ba'aretz. Aval bikurim ein achiv tal beperos ela ba'adam de'ein nesarim ba'achila al pesul hifresh mehen bikurim. This is the difference. I'm going to say it out. We're going to give. Shetler has a very beautiful explanation as to why this is so. I don't think it's in print anywhere, at least to my knowledge. I'm embarrassed to say. I don't know if it's in print, but it's like a good yisod with like 3 or 4 different rayas to it, which is very, very nice. One day I think we can connect to a little bit. The iser of tevel, all mitzvot tuyas ba'aretz, I'm not allowed to eat the food until I perform that mitzvah. So you're not allowed to eat your bread until you've separated challah. It's an issur of tevel. Truma, I'm not allowed to eat whatever produce I'm separating truma from until I separate truma. It's an issur of tevel. I'm not allowed to benefit from it. Now, it could be the issur of tevel of truma and challah or somewhat different, but in general, it's an issur of tevel. Bikurim is not like that. Bikurim, for 99% of Rishonim, and it could be for Chazal, Bikurim, if you don't separate Bikurim, you're still allowed to eat the food. The food is not shreif. Just, you're not, you have a chiyuv to bring Bikurim. But there's no iser until you separate it. Truma, chala, maisa, there's an iser until I separate it. Bikurim, there's no iser until I separate it. So, who cares? Why does that make it a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz? So, Rav Shechter offers, I believe, the following suggestion. Again, I have it in my notes. I didn't get a chance to check it out, but I believe this is how he says it out. I think it makes a lot of sense. I'll give you the yesod. Mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz are dependent on what? Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Shechter, Kedusha always is tied with Isurim. Isurim and Kedusha are always linked. One most famous example is Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim. What does it mean, kedoshim tihiyu? If you want to be holy, what do you have to do? Purushim min ha'arayos min ha'avera. I have to avoid violating certain averas. I have to avoid the world of arayos. Because kedusha is always linked to isurim. That's why, as an example, also a shavuos topic, a ger that converts, the Gemara's in Maseches Yevamos, other places, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, a ger has to have kabbalas ol mitzvos. For a ger to be able to get Kedushas Yitzral, he has to be aware of the fact that there are Isurim. There's never a holiness in this world that is not first step based on Isurim on some level. Truma and Chala and Meiser, there's an Isur Tevel. It can be based on Kedusha. How do I know based on Kedusha? Because I can see the Isurim. There's an Isur to benefit from it until I give Truma. There's Kedusha there, it's connected to holiness. Bikurim has no Isser Tevel, which tells me, if there's no Isser with Bikurim, it's just like a mitzvah to go do it, but there's no Isser at all. So then, Bikurim is not going to be a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, because there's no such thing as nothing, there's never Kedusha that's not based on Isurim. So if Bikurim doesn't have Isurim, it must be it's not based on Kedushas ha'aretz. That's the underlying Hesber, which is a very nice insight. As far as the way that Kedusha works is always based on Isurim. I'll it's a quick ha'ara, but one that's very, very important. It could be we would love it not to be that way. And it could be that it would be awesome if Kedusha came just from the mitzvos aseh. Like positive things cause Kedusha. That would be awesome. What Chazal may very much believe in, and what the Rishonim are highlighting and the Torah may believe in, is that real Kedusha always involves also boundaries and things that are off limits. Things that's not the kind of fun Kedusha that sometimes the person would imagine being the case, but it is undoubtedly Kedusha. It is undoubtedly something which is necessary for real Kedusha. There is, though, another Mahalach. It's another Mahalach that Reb Chaya may have had on some level. Yeah?
Is that true for all Kedusha? Or to select Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Because like, there are other things that are Kedusha that don't necessarily come from Yisrael.
Give me one. Oh, you mean Torah as a source of Kedusha. Yeah, but there may be Surim there as far as how I have to treat, say, for Torah and things like that. Okay. There is, it's an amazing Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. This is very famous, and this will give us, I think, some very, very good insight. Reb Chaim already thinks there's two dinim, we'll get there in a second. But the Mishnah in Kelim, Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, look at the Mishnah here, source number 14 on the sheet. Eser Kedushos Hain. The Mishnayos and Kelim are listing for us that there are different levels of Kedusha. We spoke on Yom Yerushalayim about the Kedusha of Makom, that places can be holy. So Eretz Yisrael's mikudesh es mikol ha'arat. So Eretz Yisrael is more holy than other places. Umahi kedushasa. What is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Or how do you demonstrate? How do you see? In what way is the kedusha manifest? Shemiviya mimenu ha'omer vishtei ha'lechem. Shavuos time. There are certain karbanos, certain offerings that you're going to bring from the produce, the items have to come from Eretz Yisrael. Viha bikurim. So one of the things the Mishnah says here is that how do we know Eretz Yisrael is holy? Bikurim has to come from Eretz Yisrael. The presence of Bikurim on that list is very, very odd. Why is Bikurim odd to be on that list? Well, first of all, what about all the other mitzvot atluyos ba'aretz? Why not say that we bring from Eretz Yisrael truma or meiser or challah? Assuming that's the two arts, why are we bringing Dafka these things? Why are we bringing in Bikurim on this list? Ad kedei kach, not only that, it may not even really be a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. It could just be something else. Not only that, so the Gruff, in his parish there, on Maseches Kelim, wipes out Kelayim from the list. Wipes out Bikurim from the list. Bikurim's not on the list. Take it out, it makes no sense. In the Soloveitchik family, they speak a lot about this. The Rambam does think Bikurim is on that list. The Rambam thinks Bikurim is on the list. Why is Bikurim on that list? So the Brisker Rav, the Menachos, and Daf Mem Hey talks about it. There's a Gevuras Yitzchak, Yitzchak Saratkin, and Maseches Bikurim talks about it. Soloveitchik offered the following pshat, and this is going to give us a very, very powerful insight into what Bikurim in many ways is about. And I'm going to suggest, hopefully, two ways of tying it into Shavuos, which again, you can take or leave. Said of Soloveitchik, there are two kinds of mitzvos connected to Eretz Yisrael, because in many ways there are two kinds of kedusha found in Eretz Yisrael. One kind of kedusha found in Eretz Yisrael is regular kedushas ha'aretz. That's what trumos and maisros and the regular mitzvotuis ba'aretz are based on, the regular kind of kedusha. When we speak about kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's often what we're talking about. Ezra Shem, in the beginning of Gittin next year, we'll spend a day or two defining where the Kedusha comes from, and Daf Beis and Aleph, in the bottom. Not the way bottom, whatever. Okay. However, if Soloveitchik suggests, there's another kind of unique Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Not a Kedusha that's based on general Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but there is a Kedushas HaMikdash. There's a Kedusha that emanates from Yerushalayim, and that Kedusha HaMikdash spills over, in a certain sense, to Eretz Yisrael. Source number 19 on the sheet, Rabbi Ganak, and Gan Shoshanim, in the first Chelek, quotes a Rava saying this. It's very nice to say that. He writes as follows. Yesh beis kedushas le'inyan Eretz Yisrael. One is the regular kedusha aret for chumos and maestros. Ode to Eretz Yisrael mikudash as a zika v'chalos kedusha le'inyan mikdash. Eretz Yisrael is also unique in that it's connected to the world of the mikdash. Omer shtei halechem and bikurim, what the Mishnah in Kalim is setting up for us, is not saying Eretz Yisrael's kadosh the way we speak about trumos, maestros, shmita, and things like that. What the Mishnah in Kalim is saying, the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael we're speaking of there in the Mishnah, is the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, because since there's a Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael, a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that's going to spill over. That is going to cause, on some level, it's a Kedusha Misuyemesi Kalape Mikdash. V'gam mitzvah bikurim in a tluya b'kedusha aretz, shel trumas u'maisos, el b'kedusha aretz ha-shayeches l'dine mikdash. What's going on in bikurim? Bikurim is not a regular mitzvah tluya b'aretz. But it doesn't mean it's not based on kedusha. It's just not based on the regular din of kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim is a din which is focused in many ways entirely on the mikdash. Bizman hazeh, with no beis hamikdash, there is no din of bikurim. Bikurim's tied to mikdash. In many ways, what bikurim represents, I mean, it's a very powerful idea, Yom Yerushalayim time, where even if you're not in Yerushalayim, you still experience a kedusha beis hamikdash, which overflows and impacts Eretz Yisrael. Part of what bikurim in many ways, is that you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim, but you feel Yerushalayim, and what I have to do with the bikurim, I have to bring them to the mikdash. It's not like truma, where I can eat it wherever I want, I give it out. Bikurim is connected to Yerushalayim, and the kedusha it has is based on that. I want to chazer what we did, and make two suggestions for you, as to why maybe it's connected to Shavuos, the day of Matan Torah, assuming that there is in fact a connection. But in general, we saw more or less two mehalchim. Bikurim is a regular mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, one day in Tosfos, a day in the Ritva, what many Rishonim appear to assume, at least in their questions. Others who suggest it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz at all. What is Bikurim? So number one mehalch is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz because it's not really based on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Where do I see that? There's no Isurim, there's no Isur Tevel. Bikurim is a mitzvah, but there's no Isurim as a result. And whenever there's no Isurim, it's not prohibited to eat the food until I offer it. There's also no Kedusha. Because you can only have Kedusha when there's also Isurim that are present. Alternatively, or maybe an additional idea, that maybe Bikurim are not a regular Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz because they're not based on the generic Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim's Kedusha emanates from its relationship to Mikdash. And that's really the topic of the Mishnayos and Kalim there, different levels of Kedusha that all emanate from the Mikdash. And in many ways, that's what Bikurim really has, is a certain kind of connection to Mikdash. The way that Reb Chaim says it out in a little bit of a different way, some of our form thing is maybe two dinim in Bikurim. It's both Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz, and it's more of a Chovas Agav, and it's Eretz something. It has unique standards for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that Bikurim has its own standard for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, different kinds of ideas. What's the connection to Matan Torah? So maybe we'll share one idea in two steps. First of all, it's interesting that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah, and yet it is also the time that we focus on Bikurim and Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz, because, as some of the Rishonim point out, but it's explicit in Chumash, the Torah is not given in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is not given in the Makom HaMikdash. The Torah is not given Makom Mikdash. Some Rishon and the Abarbanel asked the question, why not? Why would the Torah not be given over in the Makom Ha? Is that a better place to give it? In Eretz Yisrael? So many of the mitzvot can only be Mekayim in Eretz Yisrael. We give it in a Midbar, as I mentioned this week, part talked about why it's in Midbar, but it's in Chutz La'aretz. Why is it an appropriate or good thing to do? I'm very fond of a vort of the Eish Kodesh Pizetzner has in the Sefer Chumash, quotes in the Beis Aharon, a very, very simple and beautiful idea. Had the Torah been given in Eretz Yisrael, you could have made the mistake of thinking that the Torah could only be kept in Eretz Yisrael. A Jew can make the profound error of assuming that only in Eretz Yisrael is Torah really relevant, and only there can I really do it. However, says the Pizetzner from the Beis Aharon, that's why the Torah has to be given in Chutz La'aretz, to convey to Klal Yisrael the message that you can keep Torah everywhere. You can keep Torah in every single location. But maybe that idea taken to an extreme would also not be ideal. On the one hand, it's true, Chag Matan Torah is a Chag that took place in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore a person has to recognize Torah can be kept everywhere, but we don't want to make the mistake of assuming, just like Torah can be kept everywhere, that means there isn't really still Kedushas HaMakom, that isn't still an extra value in keeping mitzvot, as Rashi points out in the Sefri, as the Ramban famously describes of keeping mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael dafka. You can keep it everywhere, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's totally, totally different. In Eretz Yisrael, it's totally different. As recorded in the past, in Friday Shem a couple of years ago, Rav Huttner used to, they say, put on his tefillin while he was on the airplane to Eretz Yisrael. When he landed, he would put his tefillin on again. Because you can keep the mitzvah of tefillin in Chutz La'aretz for sure, but it's a different tefillin, and it's a different mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. And part of what Matan Torah and Chag HaBikurim, being together, does for us is give us an accurate perspective on the way we relate to Torah and mitzvot. It can be kept everywhere, Chag Matan Torah, but there's something extra and unique about being able to do it in Eretz Yisrael and about appreciating the fact that Makom HaMikdash wasn't chosen for the place of Matan Torah. Isn't because Makom HaMikdash isn't so holy, Haraya, it can even spread over and overflow into the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So hopefully a little bit of background to the mitzvah of Bikurim, and hopefully some insight into its relationship with the mitzvah of to the